Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We have made it to the middle of July, and here on Pinecrest Ranch, we still have not had to fight with any mud. The dry weather has allowed me to take multitasking to a whole new level. This past week, I've been clearing out a stand of volunteer elm trees and feeding the cows at the same time. I was hoping that one big elm tree was equivalent to a bale of hay, but the girls are telling me that I might not have the math quite right. The Lord blessed us with a cooler morning last Saturday, and also with just the right amount of crew to get the calves branded. It was a good thing we got them done when we did, because my son Will broke his arm on a bull ride in Stewart on Saturday night, and my son Wyatt was hit with some kind of bug that put him in the hospital for a couple of days. It sounds a lot like what I was hit with quite a few years back, that I diagnosed as a computer virus. My outputs were exceeding my inputs, and I was going through a lot of paper. Since Will had surgery on Friday morning and Wyatt is still not up to speed, the crew may be a little light for the job of AI and all those cows we set up to breed last week. Fair is quickly approaching, and one of the 4-H steers just could not wait for his trip to town. We had taken a couple of grass-fed beeves to the packing plant the week before, so our freezers are a little better stocked than our bank account. If any of you homegrown listeners would be interested in a quarter or a half of either grass-fed or corn-fed beef, please give me a call. We lost a dear neighbor this week. Maxine Pop will be greatly missed in our community and church. Our condolences go out to the Pop and Mollard families. I thought I'd share a poem this morning in Maxine's honor that I call Bottle of Memories. Grandma, what's that bottle? That one that sits there on the shelf. Does it have a magic genie? Can it bring you lots of wealth? Dear, that's Grandma's bottle of memories that your grandpa gave to me, and yes, it has some magic. It came from your grandpa, don't you see? I think it held vaccine before he found it way back then. It had been thrown in a fire. He pulled it from the ashes, hoping a smile he might win. He found some dried daisy flea vine. It had been awfully dry that fall. He arranged those tiny flowers in the bottle, with the ashes, dust, and all. He didn't know if I would like it or if it would be thrown away, but I liked it, and I set it on that shelf that very day, and now that bottle holds the memories of a house just half this size that was soon full of children who would grow up faster than we could realize. And it also holds the questions of what went with all those years, along with memories of the heat and the cold and the good times and the tears. The Lord, He blessed His child. Please don't get me wrong. Even when you've been around as long as me, life don't seem very long. And that bottle holds the memories, both the bitter and the sweet. Unless you keep it full for me, it will be empty when my life is complete. Oh, I'll keep it full for you, Grandma. You just wait and see. But does it have to hold the same memories for you as it does for me? Dear, when I have gone to heaven, I'll leave that bottle on the shelf, and you can have my magic bottle that will bring no real wealth. Until then, I'd like to keep it, because it's kind of special, you see. It's the bottle where I keep the memories that your grandpa gave to me. Joey got the table. Johnny got the hutch. I got what I wanted. It don't look like much. It's tiny and it's shiny, just as pretty as you please. It's the bottle where I keep all of Grandma's memories. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that it's raining at your place, that the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.